5, if you got your Bible. Brother Dennis Shank will be preaching tonight in the service. You pray for him. God would use him. Amen. I appreciate Brother Shank. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18 is the text verse for the service this morning. We feel like the Holy Spirit's touched us with. And you pray for me. God would help me say something to help you this morning as we read and preach the Word of God. The Bible said, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'm interested in the will of God. And somebody said, I'd like to know the will of God. I said, well, one thing in the will of God is the giving thanks.
Yeah. Amen.
If you took that verse and this said, give thanks, and the other three in Christ Jesus, that's a lot said. Because that's why we give thanks. It's about Christ. It's about the glory of God. And if a man's heart could get right here in gratitude to God, he can live a content life and thank God for them things that God's blessed him with. And I want to preach this morning on this, that word, thanks. 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 Just that word, thanks. I want to use an acrostic thought tonight, or this morning, that God would use in your heart to bring forth some truth that might encourage you to give thanks. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the love of Jesus. Thank you for the rock of ages. I'm thankful, Lord, this morning, God, that one day I was planted by the Spirit of God through the Word of God on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad there is a rock, God, and when I'm overwhelmed within me, there's higher than I. That's higher than this world. That's higher than any circumstance or anything that we go through. I'm thankful, Lord, that the rock of the Lord Jesus is greater. And thank God it holds me up today. Lord, I'm thankful this morning, Lord, for the Word of God. May you give me the abilities and the Spirit of God to preach. And may the Holy Ghost use it. And may God you be glorified in Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Well, the word thanks, well, that word is just an expression of gratitude unto God. If you say, what's gratitude? Well, gratitude's the feeling or sentiment excited by kindness. And so we look at the word thanksgiving or the day thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a day set apart for worship and especially to acknowledge the goodness of God and a public celebration of divine goodness that God is a good God. And there was a day set aside for people just to take that day and have what they call Thanksgiving Day. Amen. It's really not in that manner now. But brother, I'm telling you, if it's saved, every day's Thanksgiving. Amen. Every day's a day of thanks unto God. Amen. But I won't say that T this morning. I won't say thanks. That T stands for truth. Amen. I'm thankful for the truth. Truth means a conformity to fact, a reality. It's exactness. It's purity from falseness. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. He's talking to his own disciples. In the prior verse, he said, you're my disciples. Thank God if you continue in my word. And then he said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And nobody gets that free, or may I say made free, but by the truth. What is the truth? Well, Jesus said, thy word is truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Thank God he redeems or sets men free. Thank God from the bondage of religion. He makes us free from the bondage of sin. He makes us free from the bondage that sets my friend in. Men that set in this morning, as the brother spoke about. But I'm telling you what, there's more people in bondage outside of prison walls than there are in prison walls. Men in bondage to sin, men in bondage to religion, that they need to ain't God made free. These men knew in John chapter number 8. That there's a crowd of Pharisees that stood around and listened to what the Lord said. And that's why I said to them there, he said, you're still in sin. You're still in bondage. And therefore, that's what he said in verse 36. He said, therefore, he that the Son set free is free indeed. And so we know freedom comes through truth. If you can't accept truth, you'll never get free. The truth is, as Brother Danny said this morning, the truth is we're all sinners. Amen. That's right. You got to see yourself as God does before you ever see your need to be made free. But the fact of it was, in my life, I knew I needed God. I knew I needed freedom. I just didn't know how to get it. Amen. And then one day the truth got to my heart. The truth got to my soul. And the truth, thank God, brought conviction that I didn't have what the Bible said I needed. Amen. I'm ready to the new birth. Thank God, you must be born again. I got a hold of me and within. And I realized that I had not had a new birth. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You can't. There's not a price on it. Amen. It's more valuable than your own valuables. There's nothing more than valuable than truth. Amen. You can't live, my friend. I'm the opposite of truth. I'm the opposite of truth lies. I don't want to live a lie. I don't want to live in lies. I want to live in truth. And when a man gets saved, thank God he knows within him how bad it took the truth how to get him in. Amen. That's right. Thank God. The T stands for truth. If a man ain't faithful for truth, then he never will be made free. Amen. Thank God. They don't say the H this morning. It stands for home. I'm thankful for the home. Amen. God set the home up in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 2, God made man out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed in his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. And man, my friend, needed to help me. And God, thank God, gave him a woman which became his wife. Thank God, and brought the woman to the man. They become one flesh. And God established the first home. Amen. There's a blessing in that. Thank God, there's a blessing in family this morning. Thank God. And then they had children. Amen. I'm saying this morning, I got thanks in my heart for the home. Thank God, a biblical home. A home that stands on the rock. A home that's got a foundation that's standing and safe and sure. Amen. A lot of people in this day, what they built their home off of, thank God, is nothing but a bunch of pleasure. My friend, of possessions. I built it off of my friend, everything but God. I want to ask you this morning, hey God, what's your home built off of? What's your marriage built off of? If it's built off a pleasure, if it's built off my friend, common likeness, it still won't stand when the storm is. You got to have, my friend, the foundation of this old time book. You got to have the foundation of God. If the home's got to stand, it's going to have some foundation in it. And the foundation is the Word of God. And when homes don't stand on the Word of God, homes will fall, friend. That's why the divorce rate is higher than it ever has been. It's because they don't stand on the Word of God. Amen. That's right. I'm a thankful man for my wife. God gave me a wife. Amen. The Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth the favor of the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And she's my helpmate. She's my best friend outside Jesus. Thank God, she still makes my heart tick. Amen. Thank God. And you know what I'm talking about. Amen. That's right. And God gave me children, which is a heritage of the Lord and a blessing of God. Amen. God gave me grandchildren. I looked at them little old girls back there this morning. Amen. Brought tears to my eyes to think that God would allow me, thank God, to be a grandpa. Amen. That might sound old to you, but thank God I feel pretty young. Amen. Thank God. Papa, I like that. Hey, Papa. Amen. I got some little records on my telephone. Thank God. I've kept about 12 messages down through the years, and every one of them's a Levi. Thank God. When he was a little old boy, he'd call me and say, Papa, I tell I can. Amen. Every once in a while, I play them to him. Thank God. I'm 10 that's something about the home, amen. Boy, I look forward to it. I look forward to spending time with them. Amen. I look forward to being with my wife. I tell you, God's blessed us. Amen. He's blessed you this morning. Thank God where the place you live, but the place you live is not your home. Thank God the people that's in it, amen. Thank God, I tell you, God's more concerned who's in the home than what the outside of the home looks like, amen.
That's right.
Thank God for it. Amen. I tell you, there's some enemies of a home. That's right. Amen. You know money can be an enemy of a home. There's probably more debate in a home over money than anything else. And that's the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. I tell you what, I say it. God will put something in your barrel. Amen. And you'll trust Him. Thank God, He might not put as much as you want, but I'll tell you, He'll give you enough to eat. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. I tell you, friend, I'm blessed this morning. I want to say, thank you, Lord, I'm blessed. You talk about Thanksgiving, buddy. I'm glad God's given me a godly heritage and a goodly heritage. And He's been good to me. Thank God, the manifestation of God in a home is love, brother. I tell you two things y'all look at this morning. Young people, listen to what I'm about to tell you. I see you got that girlfriend now, and I'm not against that. You ought to like girls, amen. That's right, but I want to tell you this. There are two things about marriage. The number one thing is, when you get married, know it's the will of God. Now, the will of God is more than your love. Because you can say you think you love them, but you don't. Hey, buddy, you better base it on the will of God. You better know God told you to do it. Amen. Now, love's going to be with that. I mean, the greatest of these is charity. But that's a God love. That ain't a phileo love. That ain't feelings. Agape is a God love He puts in a man's heart. Amen. That's right. But yes, you don't say, preacher, how do you know she was the right one at this hit?
It did. Amen.
It wasn't, they just decided, I think I need to get married. It wasn't that. Thank God it just hit.
I told my wife, I told my mama when I took dating my wife, I said, I'm going to marry that girl. She said, well, Joy, you don't even know her. I thought, I'm going to get to know her. Amen. So I'm going to marry her. Amen. That's right, buddy. Hey, Brian, I'm just telling you one thing. Home's a blessing, buddy. Amen, brother. Daddy, that little old granddaughter you got, that's a blessing to you, that little grandson. I mean, that's a blessing. Thank God them little old children running around. Amen. Thank God, I'll tell you, I got thanks in my heart because of the home. Amen. I'm a blessed man. Look at mom and daddy back here this morning. And my family here. I'm telling you, brother, that's a blessed man. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. I'm telling you one thing. I'm glad, thank God, that God allowed to happen like it did. It's all the goodness of God. God's blessed me. Amen. Amen. Give my children good spouses and bless them. Amen. Right. Biblical home. I tell you, not only money's an enemy of home, I'll tell you one, something else can be in a home. Meddling in-laws. Amen. Amen, baby. That's right. Hey! Meddling in-laws! I'm telling you what, you just got to forgive me, and you know I love you, but I got to stomp this. I ain't never seen such a nosy day. Everybody sticking their nose in there, not her business. You know why? You won't know why you get in a mess because you won't know what everybody's doing on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what. You better listen to what I'm about to tell you. Everything can be used for good.
Yeah.
But everything can be an extreme, and everything can be used for bad too.
Yes, sir. Right.
I'm not saying it can't be used for good at times. But if all you've got is plant in there, what you cook for dinner, and where you going this afternoon, I'm telling you what, I ain't calling nobody and telling them what I'm doing.
Right. Right.
Fine, that's right, buddy. Well, I'm going to tell you what's hurt a lot of people in a lot of homes. And when they get married, let them get married and let them be on their own.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, they didn't call me today. We ought to thank God they didn't. They married to get away from you.
Right.
Not to live with you.
That's right.
I'm going to blow this message all up. That's right. I'm preaching on thanks, and I'm thankful, amen.
That's right.
I'm thankful for the home. Meddling in-laws, it'll kill a home.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mama said this. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'd be glad somebody say the preacher said this.
Yeah.
Amen. The preacher said this from the Word of God, not what Mama said. The preacher said it.
Yeah.
That's what God said because He said it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's right, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. I know that's right. Amen. I'd offer Mr. John back here. He's my friend. Miss Lindsay back here, my friend. They married my children. I'd offer them any time. If they thought I was coming to their house too much, he'd come up and say, "Preacher, Proverbs said a man coming every day can wear out your company."
Yeah.
Now, I don't do that. I sat in there at his house one day and he come home. I said, "I hate you guys to see me when you walk in." Amen. That's right. Amen. Hey, friend, I'm just telling you, a home's a blessing, but I'm telling you one thing, the devil wants to destroy a home faster than anything I know.
Yeah.
He knows he can destroy the home and get to the church. Churches are made strong by God, and God uses a unified husband and wife in a home in agreement with God and walking with God. Ain't God to do the will of God. That's what God uses. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm talking about unified. I ain't talking about the husband saying one thing, the wife saying another.
Right.
Or the wife saying one thing, the husband saying another. My kids, if they had ever done that, and they didn't hardly ever do that because they knew where we stood on that. They didn't come to me and ask me something, and I tell them no, and they go to the mama and try to get her to say yes. Spiritual-minded people.
Yes.
That's right. Thank God when you have grandchildren, brother, they say, "Well, they said you ain't as rough on them as you were us." I said, "Well, they're not my children."
That's right. That's right.
Amen. That's right. They're not my children. And I'm older now, too. If I'd have had children when I was 56, I tell you what, I might have treated them this way. Amen. When you're around 20 years old and you don't know nothing, you're trying to find your way through the, thank God, through the dark, friend, and you're trying to find a way to teach your children, you're going to make a lot of errors in this thing. But I'll tell you one thing, ain't nothing older you get, you ought to be wiser, amen.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the home. Thanks for the home. You ought not, listen, sir, you ought not let nothing. If you're really, I'm not saying this in an arrogant way. God helps me. Lord knows I'm not an arrogant man. And I'm not. But any man that lets things get between him and his wife, he needs to recognize he's not right.
Amen. Amen.
How many men actually ever go to their wife and say, "Look, I'm sorry"? Very few. Very few women go to their husband and say, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, every once in a while you're going to have to. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, that's right, preacher. I'm going to tell you one thing, a home is an ordained work of God, and God put it together, and I'm thankful for it, and thanks be to God in prayer. But I'm telling you one thing this morning, thank God, there's an enemy out there that's trying to destroy the home, but there's a God in heaven that said, "If you do it my way, I'll bless your home." Amen.
Yeah.
I got to go on. The A in thanks stands for the assembly. I'm glad I'm part of the church.
Amen.
I'm a church man. You know why? Because the church is the body of Christ. And you can't say, "I love Jesus," and not love the church. I mean, the church is His body, and the assembly gets together, and we have fellowship and worship, and congregation gets together and has love one for another, and unity one for another, and thank God we forbear one another in love, and walk in the Spirit, and love one another as Christ said, love one another. You say, "Well, some people it's hard to love." Well, He said, "Forbear it."
Yes.
I'd say I'm hard to love sometimes before God. God's love is unconditional. He don't base His love on what I do. He bases His love on who He is and what I am. I'm His child.
Amen. It's unconditional. But the assembly, thank God, thanks for the assembly. What would I be today had it not been God set up a church and thank God a local assembly had God put me in and I could enjoy thanks for the assembly. Amen. Now say this, that in thanks, I want to thank God for the newness. Amen. He made me a new creature. Amen. Amen. He took the inside of corruption and dirt and filth and ungodliness and sin. I'm telling you, say, preacher, I don't know why we act the way that I can tell you why. It's because our heart's never been changed. It's because it hadn't been given a divine nature. They hadn't had that a new nature. I'm thanking God today He put a new nature in me. I couldn't do it. God had to do it. The Holy Ghost lives in us. He's the only one that can testify what He did. But I'm telling you, the fruit's always present. Because what God does, He does forever. And He puts food in a man. Thank God because His nature's in him. Amen.
Amen.
You know why? You know why you cussing? Your nature.
Yeah.
I told him, boys, I said, well, it just slips one time. I said, boy, you better be telling the truth. You're slipping a lot.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, God puts a new nature in you. He makes you a new creature. I was as dirty, vile, wicked, corrupt, ungodly, filthy before God. My righteousness was as filthy rags. There was nothing good in me. I was a filthy rag before God. But God saved me. And God put within me a new nature. And gave me salvation. And God had made me a new man. Amen. That's what He does. Amen. That's what He does. He makes you a new creature. Amen. He makes you a new man on the inside. Thank God. That's right. Hey, thanks. I'm being God for the newness. In every day, get faith. I'm thinking about the new creature He made me. Amen. I want to say this. That K stands for knowledge. Amen. What is knowledge? Well, that's a clear and certain perception of what exists. You know what else knowledge is? It's learning. Illumination of the mind. Understanding.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. Isn't it good to know?
Sure it is.
Well, I'm about to pick this chair up here. Isn't it good to know?
You
say, how you know? Thank God I know. It's not the knowledge of men, it's the knowledge of God. Thank God I've learned the God. Amen. I've learned the God this morning. It's not man, it's God. It's the knowledge of God this morning. Listen to this verse. I wrote it down. He said, they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me.
That's right.
I'm a God taught man.
Amen.
They said, where'd you learn that? I said, God.
Sure.
You a God taught man.
Yeah.
You a God taught man. God taught you what you know.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you what, when a man gets saved, he gets saved, thank God, because God had grace on him and gave him faith to believe. But what a joy it is to have knowledge. I'm talking about knowledge of who Christ is, and knowledge of what salvation is, knowledge of what the new birth is. It takes the knowledge of God. Amen. What did he say about the sower and the seed? He said, the good ground. He said, he sowed on good ground. And he said, he understandeth it. Do you know why that night you laid in there and your daddy said you want to get a church? You know why you said, no, I'm lost?
Because God showed me that.
He showed you. That was taught by God, wasn't it?
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
No man couldn't do that.
No.
That's a blessing, ain't it?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's God's knowledge. After men get saved, he knows. 1 John 5:13 says, these things write in you that you see, my friend, that you may know. That you may know. Thank God that you know. If not, I hope so. Or maybe so. Thank God that I know so. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, before I got saved, man asked me, is I saved? And I said, well, I think I am.
Yeah.
I think I am. He said, what's your basis on that? Well, I said, I'm a pretty good fella. He said, no, Jesus said you got to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You got to have the knowledge of God. God's the only one who can impart that to you. Amen. That's why you can take the most uneducated man there is and thank God he can stand up in a testimony service and sound like he just rung heaven's bells. He don't have to have a vocabulary. Thank God he's got to have God knowledge. Amen. God knowledge is greater than man knowledge. God knowledge. Amen. God gives you knowledge. Amen. I'm thanking God today that we're not here off of intellect. We're not here because of education. We're here because of God knowledge. Amen. You know, I want to encourage every child here, and if you're in school, I want to encourage you to do the best you can in school. I want you to make all A's. But I want to tell you something. You better have regeneration. You better be born again. You can have worldly wisdom and worldly knowledge, and it'll only get you so far, but it won't get you nowhere with God. Amen. He said, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Listen, I'm through. The S, what's it mean, preacher? I'm thankful for the Savior.
Amen.
Thanks to the Savior. He's the foundation of everything I spoke about.
Amen.
Matthew 1:21, Jesus came into the world. The angel told Jesus, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. I like that, don't you? Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's not our name under heaven given among men, whereby we must.
Yeah.
Must be saved.
Right.
Must be saved. Who saves you? Son of man come to seek and save that which was lost.
Yeah.
Amen. I thanks for the Savior.
Right.
Who's the Savior? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He come to save men from sin. Yes. You know what I wanted out of? I wanted out of the sin I was in. I didn't want a fire escape from hell. Even though that's a benefit of God, that I'm not going to hell.
Right.
I was thinking when Brother Danny's teaching this morning, the Holy Ghost, when he's talking about being saved, salvation, people having to come to the knowledge of that. But here's a hey, listen, friend. You can't condemn nobody. They condemned already.
Right.
Every man that's lost is condemned already. He's already condemned. He needs to believe to be saved. You, if you're lost this morning, you're condemned. But now as a God, condemned already. You already condemned. The only hope you got is the Savior. Amen. Amen. You know, I see these little papers these children write. I got to quit here, but I want to say this. I see these teachers and they'll put down things that they're thankful for. Most of the time, it's mom and dad. That's a good thing to be thankful for. You ever thought about the flip side of it? The flip side of things. There's a lot of people today. They don't have what you got. What about that little old boy that can't write that? Huh? That's sad. But it's true. And I was saying this morning. There's a lot of times in life that we get unthankful. Look at me, young people. Look at me. Look up here. Look at me. You look at me. God help you. God help you. To look at anything your family would provide for you, our children provide for you, and you say, I don't like that. Son, if I'd ever told my daddy at the supper table that I wasn't going to eat that, he'd have made me eat it anyhow. We're raising a generation of unthankful people. The Bible said over there, he said in the latter days, perilous times to come, and one of the sins of the last day is unthankful. You say, that's right, unthankful. But think about the millions that would like to be where you're sitting today. Think about that fellow down there that's incarcerated in India.
that would love to sit where you sit today.
That's right.
Amen. Right. We all got food to eat. We all got transportation to get in. We all, I'd say we all, I mean, it might be, I don't think there is. We all got air condition. We all got heat. It's pretty nice this morning, wasn't it, to get up and go turn heat on in the house. We all got clothes. I got about 20 suits. And I ain't bragging on that. Most of them was given to me. I bought them at the thrift store. I'd rather buy one there, praise God, that I know I got $5 in and put $150 in and know it's just as good.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It don't matter to me. You ain't looking at a man that's got to wear the best name tied. Hey, remember, I looked at this tie this morning. I said, man, that's pretty big time tie. Probably paid $2 for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then I go by, hey, friend, I'm just saying, you got a little money in your pocket? Might not be much, but a little bit's better than none.
Yeah.
Amen. God's provided to pay your bills.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey, can I tell you this? You got good health. You know, I'll tell you what. Hey, buddy, I never thought about health. I got this thing here. I've always done everything. I was running like crazy, you know. I mean, I never thought about that. I always thought I had the victory over it. I had the monopoly over it. That God said, you know, the old kicker's going to got about 4 blockages in there. Loaded down with genetic problems, stress, and fat food. Amen. That's right. Somebody asked me the other day, said, you're eating better. I said, about 50%. I said, it's better than 40%. Amen. Hey, if you got good health, you was able to get up this morning, walk and talk and see and hear, thank God, and have a heart of feeling. Think about that. There's people today that God's turned over the reprobate man that has no feeling in their heart, has no conscience in their heart, don't even know what it is, they know anything about God. Thank God, God loves you this morning. Consciousness of it, man. I mean, some people don't even know how it's felt to be loved. You got parents that love you, man. They love you. I love you too. I know I can't do it, but you're my buddy. Amen. Hey, do you not think people that come to church, hey, buddy, that need a hug, praise God, once in a while. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Everybody needs it. You know, some kids never get hugged. Some children, when's the last time you told your children you loved them?
Yeah.
I was as guilty as anybody else is staying on them about everything they ought to do, but it'd take time out once in a while and say, love you, buddy. Amen. You know what? There's nothing greater than love, and love conquers all things, and love, thank God, will take care of all things. Amen. I just want to encourage you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's stand this morning.